This is the Education Report. Sahanoon Mahamud has never lived in Somalia. But the 21-year-old student has helped establish an organization that supports aid projects for the East African country. Sahanoon Mahamud is a co-founder and director of a group called Students for Somalia. He is following the humanitarian example of his mother. Mr. Mahamud attends William and Mary College in Williamsburg, Virginia. It is a long way from Somalia. However, that coastal nation is home to many of his relatives. His parents were born there. His mother, Filsan Darman, helped start the non-profit agency Adimaga Somalia. It provided for aid to Somalia in 1987. Filsan Darman said the agency provided food and clothing to Somali people. They had fled to the Somali capital Mogadishu to escape violence in the north. Sahanoon Mahamud praised his mother's service.
She's been helping Somalia since before I was born.
Mr. Mahamud became involved in humanitarian projects early in life. One of his goals for starting Students for Somalia was to get more non-Somalis to take part in helping Somalia. He noted that many Somali aid organizations have only Somali members.
So my group and my whole motto has been, let's let every ethnicity and race help Somalia. And I think it's a huge resource to have non-Somali people helping Somalia.
This year, Students for Somalia and Adimaga are cooperating on a project to fight poverty and increase education. Mr. Mahamud said the groups loan money to women who have lived a long time in refugee camps in Mogadishu. They use the money to start or support businesses like small food stores. The women must have a child in school in Somalia to receive the money. The loans are small, from $100 to $500. The woman must keep her child in school as a loan condition. She also must pay back the loan, but Mr. Mahamud says the woman does not return the loan money to the lender. Instead, she gives it to her child's school. That way, he says, the school can make improvements.
So it's really about education and keeping kids in school.
Mr. Mahamud says Students for Somalia centers its efforts on education. He says education provides a long-lasting solution to most of the country's problems. He says young people will not have to leave school to work if their mothers' businesses are successful. He also believes it will help prevent them from becoming child soldiers for armed groups. And that's the VOA Learning English Education Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.